Hey there, I wanted to take a brief moment and welcome you to the Focus Point Podcast. If this is one of the first episodes that you're hearing from us, please head over to our website, thepointoffocus.com, where you can find out some more information about who we are, what we're doing. You can also find other podcast episodes and blog posts there as well. That's thepointoffocus.com. I'm so glad that you decided to give one of our episodes a listen. I really hope that you will be blessed and encouraged through what you hear in this episode. I also encourage you to share this episode with your family and your friends. Once again, I just thank you for taking some time and listening to our episode. Now, let's dive in to today's episode. Well, hello everyone. We are finishing up Philippians chapter 2 today, and we are reaching the halfway point of our study in the book of Philippians. So if you have a copy of the Bible, you can go ahead and open it on up to Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 30 today. And this is episode 8 of our I've Got the Joy series, episode 11 overall of our study in the book of Philippians. In any of these episodes that you want to, you can go back and check them out. They're available in our archive. So today we are doing something a little bit different, as the passages we're going to look at are actually about two people. And Paul has been giving encouragement in this letter to the Philippian church. He's been telling them different things that they're doing, different things that they should do, things they should continue doing. And that's kind of been what really the first chapter was. And what we looked at last week, he stepped off into a little bit kind of same thing about Jesus that we looked at for Easter. So Philippians 2:3-11 was kind of directed at what Jesus did on Easter and Holy Week. And so we kind of took a side trip on that and did a little bit of a mini series there. But Paul has just been encouraging them. He's been telling them some different things they could do. They could do differently. They could do better. All of that kind of stuff, right? Well, today he's doing that kind of encouragement from praising or commending, as some of the headings in the Bible say. We use the New Living Translation, or NLT as it's abbreviated on this podcast. So the header says, Paul commends Timothy and Paul commends Epaphroditus. So when we look at these two, it's a little bit of a different kind of, Paul's not saying, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. He's going to commend something that they do. And so through that, we're going to get our encouragement from God and from Paul. And that's kind of what Paul was trying to do for the people in Philippi. Because sometimes it's just like a different approach, right? I think about my kids. When I praise one of them for something that they did right, or I get on them for something that they did wrong, right? It's kind of like the siblings, or even coworkers, or people that you volunteer with at your church. Anytime you're dealing with other people, when you say, hey, congratulations, that was a good job, I like how you did this, right? Other people kind of tend to go, oh, well, that was cool. You know, maybe we should do that, especially with siblings. Like, I've done that with my kids. Hey, you did a really great job there. It was really great. And the other siblings hear it, right? And so they kind of go, oh, that's what I should do. Or if I do that, then I won't get in trouble either, you know, kind of situation. Or in the reverse is true. Hey, stop doing this. This is not the way we act. Oh, the other kids in the family can be like, oh, okay, I see that. That's not the appropriate way. So I think that's what Paul is kind of doing here. But these people aren't like new, especially Epaphroditus. He's actually from Philippi, so we're going to unpack that in just a little bit. But Timothy, and in the description of this episode, is going to be the source that I'm using for this this episode, as I'm going to, since we're looking at two different people, we're going to look at their section and we're going to read it, and then we're going to kind of talk about who they were. Then we're going to read and we're going to pull out what God has for us and what Paul was trying to say about them. And then we'll do it for the other person. So the first person is Timothy, And Timothy actually was with Paul. He was one of the guys that Paul led to Jesus, it's believed, when he was on his first missionary journey. We're not kind of, people aren't sure about that exactly, but it's believed that he was led to Jesus. Timothy lived with his mother and grandmother, and it's indicated that by Paul's preaching that Timothy, his mother and grandmother, committed their lives to Jesus. So Timothy is described to be a true son in faith. He's probably in his late teens or early 20s when he joined Paul, but he already had a distinguished himself as faithful, and the elders noticed. He probably responded to the gospel, as I just mentioned, during Paul's first missionary journey. Timothy is also mentioned as being with Paul when he wrote several New Testament letters, such as 2 Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, and 1 and 2 Thessalonians and Philemon. Paul says that Timothy is genuine faith. He lived with his mother and grandmother. And so in Paul's first letter to him, so Paul writes a letter to Timothy. He writes two letters to Timothy, but in his first letter, he's giving him instructions and advice for leading a church. Paul also told Timothy to not let others look down on him because he's young. That's a verse that I use out of 1 Timothy all the time when I volunteer with kids and when I talk to kids, especially because it's true. Sometimes as adults, I am one. You can kind of like, oh, you don't know. But because of his faith and because of his time with Paul, you know, Paul was like, hey, don't let other people do that. Don't let other people look down on you because you're young. But show them how to live, right? By how you talk, by how you conduct yourself, by how you live, by how you in love and faith and all of that, right? Kind of like what Paul is telling the Philippian people. So Paul told Timothy to be devoted to reading the scriptures, to teaching, and not to neglect the gift that he had been given. Paul also counsels Timothy to keep watch on himself. So all of that is in his first, among other things, is in the first letter that Paul wrote. And also we find out that Timothy had some kind of illness that required attention, and Paul kind of counseled and directed Timothy how to help that. And in his second letter, it's more about false teachers, and tells them to continue to do the things that he has learned because of his character and all of that. So Paul also tells Timothy to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who is not ashamed of and who correctly handles the truth. That's in 2 Timothy 2:15. He also tells Timothy that Paul tells Timothy that all scripture is God-breathed, which is what I've often referenced on here, and that it's useful for teaching and correcting and equipping and training and all those things that 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 say. So Timothy certainly seems to have been faithful, and we should follow his example. So that's kind of where people would maybe know of Timothy. He actually, I missed that. I know it's in here. He actually pastored the church in Ephesus. There we are. That's some of what Paul was writing in his letters to him. So with that being said, we're going to go on to see what Timothy gets talked about here, what Paul commends Timothy for doing. So here in verse 19, it says, "If the Lord is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you for a visit. Then he can cheer me up, by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All others only care about themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has served me in preaching the good news. I hope to send him to you soon. I hope to send him to you as soon as I find out what it. Oh, sorry, I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. And I have confidence from the Lord that I myself will come to see you soon. So what I get out of this is right there in verse 21 is all others only care for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. So Paul is saying that in a positive about Timothy and in a negative about other people. And I pull that out because we've talked about that in this letter already. In the earlier episodes of the series, in chapter 1, we've talked about how Paul is encouraging them to look out for them, look out for other people, not just to look for themselves. It was actually in earlier on in Philippians chapter 2, when he's saying, don't be selfish, don't do things out of selfish ambition, don't look at yourselves above others, look out for, you know, don't look out for your own interests more than you look out for others. As a matter of fact, I feel God is telling me, let's go read verse 3. It says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out for your own interests. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take interest in others too. So Paul is not saying to the Philippian people, hey, you can't look out for yourself. You can't look out for your own interests as well, but also look out for other people. He's saying not only your own interests, but the interests of others. And he's praising Paul here for, I'm sorry, he's praising Timothy here about being able to care for others and what matters to Jesus. And I believe that's what God has for us here, is for us to remember that there are other people involved. It's been an ongoing thing here in this letter to the book of, in the letter to Philippi. He's encouraging others by how we act, by what we say, by what we do. It's important. And Paul is telling the Philippian people that Timothy has done that, and that they know that he's done that, that he's one of the best people that he's had in that he's trained and that he's taught. And so he genuinely cares about the people in Philippi, probably also in Ephesus, and all the other places that he went with Paul. He genuinely cares about the people and the work of Jesus. And that is what Paul wants us to know. And that's what I read there at the end there. It's like Paul, Timothy set a good example, and we should want to follow that. So that is what I'm encouraging you with here is, once again, don't be selfish. Look out for other people as well, just like Jesus did for us, just like Paul was doing for his churches and the work of Jesus, just like he's commending Timothy for doing. And so that is what we get out of his praise to Timothy. Now, let's look at Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus is maybe a name that you've heard of. It may not be a name at all that you've never heard of before. And so Epaphroditus played a key role in biblical history. Okay, even his name is not immediately recognizable, but he's mentioned twice in the book of Philippians. Only in the book of Philippians, and this is one of Paul's prison epistles. And here's where something interesting comes in about this guy, right? Epaphroditus is the one who delivered this letter to the church of Philippi. Epaphroditus is the one that Paul sent this letter back. Well, okay, so why? Well, Paul was under house arrest in Rome, and the church in Philippi sent Paul what we would call a care package, right? They sent it in the hands of Epaphroditus. So now Epaphroditus is with Paul. And it says, Epaphroditus faithfully delivered the gift from his home church and then went beyond the call of duty. In his ability to serve the Lord by serving Paul, Epaphroditus became seriously ill and he almost died. But he was healed and God, you know, healed him and all of that. And now Paul is writing, as we're going to read here, it's important that I send him back to you. And so Epaphroditus kind of had a twofold purpose, a twofold, I guess, character, look at upon himself. Like the Philippians looked at him as a messenger who delivered what they wanted to Paul, and Paul looks at him as a brother and a co-worker who's sending him back with a letter, right? Paul mentions Epaphroditus again near the end of his letter, so we're going to actually get to hear his name again, and we're kind of going to see what Paul says about that when we get to that. But a man like Epaphroditus gave himself for the sake of God's kingdom. Many people benefit. And so that's one thing that we're going to see here. And so such a man is worthy of honor in the presence and for rejoicing. And Paul writes that here in this text that we're going to read. And this is meant to be a nutshell of these people. As I said, the links are going to be that of the source that I used for this will be in the description of the episode. So you can go and you can read more about him. But in this letter, Paul is writing. So now let's see what Paul writes about Epaphroditus. Now, this is a man that they know, right? A man that they sent. Right? Maybe they were wondering what happened to him. Maybe they were wondering if he made it okay. So it says here, verse 25, it says, "Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier. And he was your messenger to help me in my need. I am sending him because he has been longing to see you. And he was very distressed that you heard he was ill. And he is certainly ill. In fact,
I'm having trouble reading today, as you might tell. Verse 27, it says, "And he certainly was ill. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him, and then you will not be so worried about you. Welcome him in the Lord's love with great joy and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing what he well, sorry and what sorry at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away." Okay. So what stands out to me is Paul says in verse 28, he says, "Welcome him back." Verse 29, "Welcome him back in the Lord's love and with great joy and give him the honor that people like him deserve." The challenge that come out to me is when people go away, or when people do the work of Christ, are we honoring them? Are we welcoming them back with the Lord's love? Are we, so not necessarily welcoming them back, but like when people in your church do a little mission trip, or when you know that somebody has gone the extra mile to help care for somebody, right? This is what we're talking about here. Like somebody made you dinner because they knew you need, your family was kind of going through a rough time. Right, let's modernize this a little bit, or let's put this into our own life, right? Paul was in jail. Paul was going through a rough time, and so they sent a care package to him through Epaphroditus. And so Epaphroditus brought that. That's almost kind of like Epaphroditus making Paul dinner if he was local. That's almost like us making one of our friends a dinner when they've had a hard day or had a rough season of life, or somebody's been sick or whatever, and they've just been really kind of stressed out or whatever. We make them a dinner. Or we go and we help the community with our church, things like that. What I see in there is welcome with the Lord's love. Like I think that when we should welcome people back, or we should show love to people who have been working for Jesus, just like we would want that, right? And great joy, be joyful that they were doing the work of Jesus. So Paul is encouraging these people in Philippi to, hey, work with him. Welcome him back, show him great joy, give him the honor, right? And that's what I think God also is telling us to do here. We should honor these people. And one of the things that I've noticed in my church, our founding pastor died of pancreatic cancer. And they went over the top throughout the course of his treatments for the cancer and stuff like that. They went above and beyond to honor this man for the years of service that he did for the church that he started, and being faithful to that calling and faithful to the people that God brought him. And even after his passing, they did a time of honoring him. They bring him up from time to time. It's commendable of us to do that, right? To remember that this man's work was not in vain. And so we should honor these people when they deserve it. And in response to that, I feel that that's important of what Paul wants us to hear and what God wants us to hear. That we should welcome people who work for Jesus in love, no matter who it is, no matter if it's from another church. Sometimes we like run like businesses, right? Oh, we can't talk to anybody from that church because they're a different church. That's one of the things that my church kind of says too. It's kind of like, no, we're not all in business for a profit, right? Like Meijer and Walmart. Like when I worked at Meijer, for example, like they were like, you can't, like, don't shop at Walmart. Don't like encourage people to go to Walmart, encourage them to come to Meijer, right? Like we need, like, so then that's understandable for that, right? But churches shouldn't be that way. We've all got the same message. Paul wasn't telling the church in Philippi to be like, hey, don't talk to my church in Ephesus. Don't talk to these people. You know, don't talk to Timothy because he's the pastor of another church. Like, the thing is that we're all in the same mission, right? So when we hear somebody that does a good work for the cause of Jesus, we should welcome them with love. We should have great joy for them. We should give them honor that those people deserve because they're sacrificing their lives and their time and their energy to do the work of Jesus. And that's what Paul is encouraging here, and we see that. For he risked his life for the work of Christ. And he helped you guys when you couldn't do something. He volunteered, maybe. I don't really know. It says they sent him. So maybe he volunteered to go. Or maybe he's kind of like a leader there in the Church of Philippi, so they chose him to go. And so that's where we're at today. Paul gave two praises to these people. And he wants us to remember to be humble and look at other people and how we can serve them above ourselves. Not to like totally like disregard ourselves or our needs or our abilities or whatever. But he's saying to look to the interests of others too. Don't always watch out for ourselves. And that's what Paul kind of through Timothy re-encourages them again to do. That he works for himself. He cares for others, right? And he's doing the work of Jesus. Then he talks about Epaphroditus, which is kind of doing the same thing that he was praising Timothy for, right? That Epaphroditus went there. He carried this package, this care package from the Church of Philippi to Paul. And then Paul, you know, he stayed there with Paul for a little bit. And Paul wanted to send him back. And then we say, welcome him back. So when people go away, like on mission trips in our church, or even when our kids do it, like I've got a couple kids a child that's going on a mission trip this year and one that wants to go on one next year. And they do different mission trips around locally. And I always want to commend their work and what they do and praise them for that, because that's what we're created to do. That's what Jesus would have us do. That's what Jesus did. So we should definitely greet these people when they come back with love. We should honor them for their work. Not so that they can get a swelled head, because that's important to know. If the people have the right heart posture about it, they will say, oh, no, I did it for God. It's not about what I did. You know, they may say thank you or whatever, but if they go, yeah, I know, like, that was a really great thing I did. Like, if Epaphroditus came back and they were like, hey, welcome, good job for doing that. And Paul was like, yeah, I know, I did such a great thing. And it defeats the purpose of what we did. So we're not getting this praise to have a swelled head. But Paul is saying that we should honor these people. So that's the encouragement from these two sections of this letter, from these two people. As I said, you can go and read more about them. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode. But just think about how we handle the people that God brings into our lives, whether they're followers of Jesus, whether they're not. How we conduct ourselves, once again, is important. How we show love and all of that, what we're known for,
is better than what we like. What we should show is better than what we should be like known for. Oh, we're always right. We're always this. We're always that. Like, well, the church is always like, we should be known for what we're, who we're for, not what we're for or who we're against. Right. We should be for everybody, just like Jesus was. And that's what Jesus here at toward the end of chapter 2 in this letter, Paul is trying to tell us that's what Jesus had. And that's what he's encouraging them to do as well. So we'll be on to chapter 3 next week. I'm excited to continue on and see what Paul has for us. And we're kind of coming into now, we're in the second half of the book of Philippians. So I hope to see you next week, and we'll continue on. So hope to see you there.